pretty wide turn and move away from Shemitah and from what we do in terms of some halachos of Purim, but we're going to do a little more machshava tonight in terms of anticipating the upcoming Pesach and Chodesh Nisan. So I want to talk about Chodesh Nisan more, because that comes first, and Chodesh Nisan is the way we prepare for Pesach. And the Torah, when it describes Chodesh Nisan, it uses and Pesach together, it uses a language of Tishmor, right? We say Chag HaMatzos Tishmor and Shomer Es Chodesh Aviv. You should guard the Chodesh Aviv and you should guard the Chag HaMatzos. What does the word Tishmor mean? Normally when we heard Tishmor, we translate it as guard. Can you think of another area in Chumash where we use the word the Shoresh Shomer, the Shamar?
Expect.
From where do you see that? Viv Shamar Sadavar. Excellent, right? Viv Shamar Sadavar.
Shimurim.
Exactly. So that's exactly where we're going with this. So the Mefarshim say this, the Rishonim say this, the Rashbam says, on Leil Shimurim, he says, Leil Shimurim LaHashem, LaHotim Mitzayim, Hulay Lazet LaHashem, Shimurim, LaChob Bnei Yisrael Dor HaSam. Hashem saved this night. He expected it. He set it aside that this is going to be the night of expectation to come out of Mitzrayim. So when we say by Yaakov, V'aviv Shamar Sadavar, by Yosef's dream, he anticipated it. The same is true. So when we say Tishmor Es Chodesh Aviv, it doesn't just mean guard the month of the Aviv, because that's hard to understand how we're guarding. We're anticipating it. We're looking forward to it. What are we looking forward to? What is unique about these months? So first of all, there is an obligation to have just like we say tzipisa Yeshua, there's a tzipia to these months. What are we looking forward to? What's there to look forward to? The looking forward is the preparation itself. By putting preparation in the upcoming times, then we'll get so much more out of those times themselves. And it's true by all mitzvos. The Meiri says in his introduction to his whole svarim on all of Shas, he describes the importance of mitzvos and the importance of learning things in depth. And he says the more one puts into something and learns about it and understands it, then he's going to have a hisorus, he's going to have a reawakening to get out of what he calls the hergel, the what we're used to. We could go through Pesach, we could go through all the Yom Tovim through our hergel. This is what we're used to. We've done this as a kid. Baruch Hashem, we've grown up with this our whole lives, so we're used to it, so we could go through the motions like we do every year, same exact routine. And this day is when I start thinking about Pesach and I make my list. And then this is when I start cleaning things up, I start turning things over, and before we know it, we went through our routine and we're standing at the Seder night and we had no anticipation, we had no Shamar Sadavar. But by anticipating, by looking forward towards something, then we could put in some energy to understanding it better, to learning about it more, and we could turn this hergel into more action, more feeling. But what the Meiri calls his orus, a reawakening of having a new excitement that we hadn't anticipated to have for this yontif. And this wonderful, quoting left from this wonderful sefer, which is called the Mishnah Shlorim Chal, which was written by this from Sifsi Chaim over there, Chaim Freelander. So he was the mashkiach in Panovich when they came to Eretz Yisrael, or right after Rav Dessler was the first mashkiach, then was Rav Freelander. And his son then collected the sefer where he goes through a lot of the Ramchals and Marals to give a deeper understanding of the Yontif of Pesach. And he quotes a fascinating story that puts a new emphasis on how we should look at Leil Seder. He quotes a story from Rav Dessler, it's actually a letter, where it seems like, I think he was in London, someone invited Rav Dessler to join him for the Pesach Seder. So Rav Dessler responds in the letter, I really appreciate the invitation and I want to spend time with you, and I would like to find some context where we can get together, but to invite someone just as a guest, as a visit, like, oh, now's the time to come visit me at the Pesach Seder, that's like saying, be my guest to Ne'ilah. You don't invite a guest to Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah's not a time where you join someone together to catch up on all times. Come to Ne'ilah with me. Okay, come to a tish with me, come to a shmooze with me, maybe. But to come to Ne'ilah with me, it's a highly personal, intense time. That's not something that we normally view as what we share with just a visit. So obviously we have guests for the Pesach Seder, but I guess for whatever that situation was, he felt that he viewed his Pesach Seder as a Ne'ilah. And if you just think about that for a second and the opportunity that accords for us of what we could accomplish on that night, everyone's awake for Ne'ilah. Everyone's there making new resolutions, having a new outlook on the year. And the same should be true in Pesach Seder, not just because it's an important night, but actually it is like a Ne'ilah. How so? As we say, Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh Nisan, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodeshim. It's the first of all months. And many Mepharshim explain that there are really two tracks to the year. There is the Tishrei track and the Nisan track. And Nisan is a beginning, like the Yom Narayim, a new time, and maybe the cap of that Leil HaSeder, where it's like an Elah, where through this new season of Nisan, we capped it off with the Leil HaSeder, and then we move towards Shavuos, where we have a different outlook. And what is that new season of Nisan that's different than Tishrei? So Tishrei, we say, is the beginning of counting the year, a regular calendar year. That's what Tishrei is. What's unique about Nisan, what we just said, Chodesh HaAviv, the nature is reawakening. There's a reawakening in terms of the Bria. Things are beginning to sprout again, and we see in nature something new, something exciting. And the Ramchal explains that behind everything in nature, there's something going on the spiritual level as well. I was just thinking, it's such a strange thing, that the day we changed the clocks back, literally that day, all of a sudden the weather got nice. It was freezing cold. Literally, the Shabbos Friday was Purim. It's freezing cold. Then we changed the clocks. It reminded me of the Yerushalmi says that that like the Beis Din Shalmata has control over the Bria, over Hashem, so to speak. Because the Yerushalmi says that, as we know, the Gemara Ksuba says that a Besula, if she's 3 years and a girl is 3 years and younger, her Besulim come back. If she loses her Besulim, they grow back. So the Yerushalmi says that if there was a girl who turned three, and then they were Ma'abir the Shana, they made an extra Adar, so then that girl, her Besul, if she would lose her Besulim at that point, they would come back. Even though she reached three, so the Yerushalmi, the Shach, brings us the proof that somehow, like, the Beis Din Shalmata controls the Teba of the Bria. So it's like, obviously the daylight savings time doesn't, but it's just we said it's spring, okay, so now it starts to be spring a little bit. So the same is true in the spiritual realm, that we're saying it's spring, and we are seeing the renewal, things are starting to grow again. The same is true by Chodesh Nisan, that when Hashem said Chodesh Nisan Rosh Chodeshim, there's a new track. It's the track not of Brias Olam, but it's the track of the creation of Klal Yisrael. That's what makes Nisan different than Tishrei. It's not Rosh Hashanah for the whole world, like the regular Rosh Hashanah is, but it's the Rosh Hashanah for Klal Yisrael. And how did that happen? Through a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. The Medrash says, what does it mean, a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem? Chidshu Maaseichem. Now is the time when it's a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem to renew your actions. It doesn't say fix. It's interesting that a lot of people point out, by Tishrei season, we say Shifru Maaseichem, improve on your actions. It's a tshuva time. By Nisan, it says Chidshu Maaseichem. You should renew your actions, because if you look out in the nature, we're not fixing things, we're renewing things. The flowers that were there last year now are sprouting again. So it's a time to bring out what essential, what powerful things we have inside of us is Chidshu Maaseichem. We could bring it out in the time period, in the season of Nisan. Now, how do we do that? What is it about this month, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, that's different, that we see Klal Yisrael gain something above the rest of the world? If you go back to the first HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, what actually happened? What happened in that first Nisan in Mitzrayim? So the Ritva, in his Perush to the Haggadah, when the Haggadah says, Zeh Gilui Shechina, in the Mor HaGadol, Zeh Gilui Shechina, when we darshan the Psukim in the Haggadah, what does it mean, Zeh Gilui Shechina? The Ritva points to two moments in the story of Yetzirat Mitzrayim. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, and then when Hashem reveals himself finally to take us out of Mitzrayim. Well, we saw the Makos throughout the time period where Hashem was performing them. We had two moments where Hashem revealed the Shechina and directly interacted with Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu. He told Moshe Rabbeinu to command the Jewish people, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, and then he came and told us that we're leaving Mitzrayim. So the Gilui Shechina, Hashem is revealing himself, that is what's the Chiddush of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, that Hashem revealed his presence in this world specifically towards Klal Yisrael. And the Ritva says, when we heard the Kol Hashem in all of Eretz Mitzrayim, that was what was unique about HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. And through that Kol Hashem, through Hashem commanding us, we then achieved the capability that no other nation has the ability to accomplish. Because Hashem revealed himself to us and gave us that power, that through that revelation, he put us in charge of the year. He put us in charge of our direction. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. He gave us the ability to set the months, to set the tone for the entire year. And that's a beautiful explanation that Rav Freelander gives for the famous Rashi in Chumash, that we should have started with a Chodesh Elochem. Why? So the way the Ramban understands Rashi's question, it was the first mitzvah. The Torah is a book of mitzvahs, start with mitzvahs. And the Ramban has a series of questions on that. But maybe the deeper appreciation is that no, it's the lesson of a Chodesh Elochem, that Hashem entrusted the Jewish people to not just to decide the calendar, but to be in charge of the world. He gave us this, what we call the new Hanhaga, that's the Chiddush in HaKadosh Zelachem, this new ability in the Nisan season to control, that through our actions, we determine how much goodness and how much bounty that we're going to see from Hashem. It's a two-way street, that through the Hashem entrusting the Jewish people with that special power of setting the year, setting the months, we have HaKadosh Zelachem, we have the ability to accomplish, to do things, not just for ourselves, but for the entire world. That's what that mitzvah teaches us. And that's really the difference between Tishrei and Nisan. Now, Tishrei, we're reflecting back on Hashem's malchus, and how Hashem is in control, and Hashem decides everything, which is for sure true. And in Nisan, especially the fact that there are so many mitzvahs that were included in that, in this season of through Pesach, and the connection to Chodesh Elochem, which itself is a mitzvah. Through those mitzvahs, through our ability to determine what's going to happen to us, to put ourselves in the driver's seat, and that's what Kiddush HaChodesh represents for us. That through our decisions, Hashem is going to respond. And it's not just the calendar, it's everything in the entire world, how he interacts with the world. And that's really the power of Chodesh Nisan. I tried to look up where this was. I didn't remember where I saw it, so I couldn't find it. But Adne Nezer, in a tshuva, writes to someone, that he had as he is trying to answer his tshuva, but he's in the time of Nisan, and it's such an opportunity for growth that he doesn't have as much time as he's used to, because he's busy trying to grab as much as he can of the spiritual growth. Well, that's what we're discussing, the differences between Nisan and Tishrei. And I think the Adon Ezer says that when the pasuk says Acholosh Hazelachem Rosh Chodashim, that this month is Rosh Chodashim. It's not just the first of the month, and he says that Nisan has the power. Every day of Nisan has the power of a month, right? Chodesh Elochem, Rosh Chodashim, and he does a calculation, and he says that every hour of Nisan could be like a day in the rest of the calendar. That the Chiddush of Nisan, since we got this control, we got the power of through our actions, adding, having Hashem add His goodness to the world through our positive actions. Then in Nisan, time is more valuable. This opportunity for growth is more valuable to try and learn the lessons of the Geula, learn the lessons of what Yetzias Mitzrayim has to teach us, and take advantage, not just of Pesach, but take advantage of the month. And the month, even from Purim, when we start preparing for Pesach, but especially when Nisan comes in, that's the time, like you said, of Aviv Shamar Sadavar, it's the time to anticipate, and through that anticipation, we hope to be able to find renewal and more excitement in all the mitzvahs that we're going to do, that we're going to be involved in, which we'll learn more about as we get closer to Pesach, the mitzvah of the Seder, to use that night, it's really a growth opportunity where we can maybe get a glimpse and understand what Rav Dessler maybe meant, that we view the night of the Seder as something like a Ne'ilah, to walk out of the Seder with a new feeling, new opportunities of this message, of the importance of our actions and how that could bring more goodness into this world.